Patrick Sasser. We have him on fairly regularly. He's from NoTollsCT.org.
And he's a good one.
Well, yeah, I want to talk to him about...
boy, I'll tell you.
About, we haven't talked to anybody regarding the tolls from all of these organizations who are anti-tolls, you know, and regarding the transportation plan that just got put forth by our governor late last week, Thursday or Friday or whatever day it was. Oh, I interviewed him Friday, so I think it was Thursday that he came out with his plan. We gotta get some opinions. Are you good morning, Patrick?
Good morning, Patrick.
Hello, guys. Good morning.
Hey, brother. Good morning. How's everything going?
Very good. And Gary, I have to say, great job interviewing the governor the other morning.
Oh, thank you very
much, Brad, as well. I think you guys did a really good job hammering him on some of the questions, and I was very pleased with that.
I appreciate that. I have to say I did receive a lot of compliments on it all weekend long. People were privately messaging me or texting me and saying that I didn't lob any softballs at him, but yet I was still respectful of his office. And I said, well, of course.
Exactly. It was well done. You know, a lot of times you see reporters and everyone they're tiptoeing around the questions, and you know, I think what you guys did was fantastic, and I appreciate that.
Let me tell you, I appreciate you saying that. Thank you very much. And for those of you, by the way, because I also heard this as well, where some people only were able to hear half of the interview or part of the interview because it was at 8:10, and sometimes people are already at work at 8 or shortly thereafter. What we're going to do, I don't know if it's going to be tomorrow or Thursday. We're going to replay, that entire interview. I think it's about 23 minutes.
It is, and yes.
we'll do that in the 7 o'clock hour, so that
great
people,
idea.
Yeah, so that people who didn't get an opportunity to listen to the whole thing, even though it's on our website, it's also on our Facebook page. But so that they can hear it maybe through the radio in their car on the way to work or wherever. We'll do that later on this week. We'll come up with a date and time. And
these are the
know.
Things that you got to do. You've got to give to the people. You got to.
Well, that's the thing. I think the more people are hearing about this, listening, tuning in, they're able to form their own opinion on this important issue. And I think that gives people the ability to sit there and go, wait a minute, okay, how many tolls? How much money? How am I going to trust that it's only going to be 14 tolls? It gives people an opportunity to really engage in this issue.
You know, and people are afraid. They're not so... There are people that I speak with about this. They say, Gary, I'm not so afraid of the 14 toll bridges, gantries, I should say, at the bridges, because many of them are not where on the roads that they normally travel. They're not on 95, let's say. They predominantly are in the Hartford area. They live in the Hartford area. They work in the Hartford area. What they're afraid of, they say, is the possibility, or the more, I should say, likelihood that there will be more tolls beyond the 14.
That's it.
That will be installed. And
I can guarantee that. I could bet my house on that.
Of course.
Yeah.
You know, the direction that this state has gone over the past several decades, there's not a doubt in my mind that once they, even if they approved one single toll gantry, wherever they put it, it would open the door for them to begin to plant these things like money trees all over the state. And every time they have a shortfall, they would just pop up another one. And they would say, well, you know, we need it. We're short on revenue. And people go back in history. The temporary income tax was going to fix Connecticut.
Ugh.
The lottery was going to fix Connecticut. The casinos was going to fix Connecticut. All these, the gas tax, all these things were going to solve the economic problems of Connecticut. And all they do is continue to pile up, and we continue to hand them over more of our hard-earned money every single year.
Yeah, and it never ends. You know, there is no end to this. Connecticut will always, if we stay on this path, Patrick, the state of Connecticut will always have a revenue problem. A spending problem.
Correct. That is 100% correct. And this is where, you know, the frustration for me started 2 years ago when I started hearing about 82 tolls going up in the state of Connecticut. I couldn't believe what I was hearing.
I thought it was a misprint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought somebody didn't know how to count.
Right. There's no way it's 82 tolls, you know? So it was frustrating to me, and that's what got me engaged. That's what got me involved. Look, I'm just a regular Joe taxpayer in Connecticut. Hopefully this movement hopefully encourages other people to say, wait a minute, we can stand up. We can stand up against our governor. We can stand up against our officials in Hartford and say no. It's okay to say no. You know, we at some point, the camel's back is going to break, and I think we're at that point. You cannot continue to tax people and think that's what's going to bring prosperity back to the state.
No, it doesn't. It's just the opposite. So along those lines then, Patrick, are there rallies planned? Going forward, what's going on now with notollct.org, now that we know what the governor's transportation plan entails?
Well, one is we're obviously always getting out there to make sure people hear about this plan and what it is going to cost folks. The other thing is I'm anxiously waiting to hear from Senator Len Fasano on his alternative plan to the governor's new rolled out plan. And my understanding, he has an alternative that uses existing funding, eliminates the need for tolls. So we're anxiously waiting to view that so we can dig into that a bit. And what we're doing is we're working on another round of mailers, direct mailers to go out to senators and representatives. And we're looking at the possibility of going back to a few more billboards in the state.
There
as
you go.
Rallies.
The magic word, billboards.
Absolutely. You know, and again, all this funding that we use to get the word out is all from donations from regular, hardworking taxpayers of Connecticut that recognize if they donate $20 to our cause right now, it could save them thousands over the next many years in toll costs. So people are donating on our website. As far as rallies go, we're waiting to see what goes on up at the Capitol, whether or not they're going to bring this to some kind of special session. My gut tells me they're not going to, but we never know in this state.
Yeah, my gut tells me not. Yeah,
they won't do that.
I asked the governor that, and he wants to, because he says not only that, but there's other things that they need to vote on, including the bonding package. But my guess is the closer that we get to the holiday season, the less likely there will be a special session called. Let's face it, between Thanksgiving and New Year's, people are all over the place.
Correct. It's going to be dead up there. I would be shocked if they had a quorum to be able to call a special session.
Well, there's no quorum. I mean, they could theoretically call a special session with only, you know, X amount of people in there. I mean, but Joe Arosemite, Speaker of the House, is not... if he doesn't have the votes to pass this, Martin Looney the same way. If he doesn't have the votes to pass it in the Senate, then they're not going to call it.
Well, and I also think our messaging has been right on target where we've said support tolls, lose at the polls.
Yeah.
And I think they're recognizing that because when you look at the polling data, people do not support these tolls. Today, the governor is meeting with a bunch of CEOs of large companies in Connecticut that are going to endorse his plan and support tolls. Well, that's fine and dandy, being the CEOs of these companies. How about the governor go talk to the employees of these companies?
There you go.
They're going to be the ones footing the bill. How about the governor go out there and talk to the small business owners who are struggling to survive in Connecticut? And they're the ones that have to ship their products in and out, and he wants to nail these tractor trailers and these large trucks with extra fees. How about you go talk to those people? They're the economic engines in this state, and I think the governor is completely ignoring that entire side of our state, and that's extremely frustrating.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely 100% correct.
You know, and one of the big things is, too, and sometimes we tend sometimes to forget it, is we have made the statement, and the people made the statement. It was a big statement, and they didn't back down. They took the hill, and that's what they're going to continue to do. You wait and see.
And we will keep doing that. And I just read a quick article this morning where two prominent Democrat senators came out, and one basically said, I think we missed the boat on this. So I think they're recognizing the governor's rollout early on this year was awful. The public has had an opportunity now to really weigh in on things. I think they recognize if they try to jump on this the governor's bandwagon, it could be the end of their political careers.
You know,
if you look at the governor's rollout the other day, there was not a single Democrat lawmaker standing with the governor when he rolled this plan out. What does that tell you?
Yeah, you're right. It's a good point. We're aware of some of the Democrats in our legislature who are not on board. What we'd like to do is get them on the air with us.
Yeah.
Because right. You got to understand something. There's inner politics as well. I mean, we all know politics is politics, but there's inner politics and the backlash that they could receive from not only their leadership, but their party in general.
Sure.
You know, that, sure. You know, makes them even more brave. But go ahead.
Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind there has been probably some tremendous arm twisting going on up in that building.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I'm sure there's been a lot of carrots dangling in front of people and a lot of big money promises. But at the end of the day, it all has to come down to what are the taxpayers of Connecticut feeling? And that has to be the number one concern of these lawmakers right now. Not the money they're going to get for some splash pad, not the money they're going to get promised for some new road intersection. They need to be thinking about their overall position on an issue that affects everyone, every single person that lives in this state.
And the big deal is that the people already have spoken.
Correct. And in overwhelming numbers. Look, we're getting closer every day to 120,000 people that have signed a signature on a petition. That's never been done before in this state.
That's right.
Another town just the other night, Southbury, has now made it, I think, 21 or 22 towns and cities that have voted on no tolls resolutions. So basically saying, no, we don't support this. You know, people have showed up to rallies all over the state. We had 2,500 people at the Capitol. 7,000 people submitted written testimony to the Transportation Committee against tolls. I mean, how much more do we need to do to get the governor and the rest of these people to realize this is going in the wrong direction? This is not what the people of Connecticut want to see happen.
If you noticed in my interview with him with our governor on Friday, he said, well, when I asked him that, are you doing the will of the people and so on and so forth? He mentioned where, then let me see another transportation plan that funds all this, you know. So you're
right.
There is one. There is another plan that funds it. It's whether or not he reads it and whether or not he would even contemplate it because it was written by Republicans.
Correct. Correct. And the other thing, you know, he tries to say that, it's easy to stand outside of my office and hold a no toll sign, but not give any suggestions. We have given suggestions. I wrote a letter and sent it to every state house and state senator in Hartford and was published in the newspapers. And I have about 6 or 7 bullet points in that letter of what we're looking to see happen. And the number one first bullet point is we want a full forensic audit of the entire DOT department. We want an outside agency to come in and tear that department apart, open it up, figure out where the cost savings are. There has to be a tremendous amount of money that can be saved there. There needs to be explanations and ways to reduce the administrative costs at DOT, why we're 10 times higher than any of the other states around us, why our construction costs are many times higher per mile than any other states around. Those are all things they should be doing to gain our trust back before they come to us for another dime.
Yeah.
There it is.
Hey, listen, thanks so much for being with us this morning, Patrick Sasser. You're always welcome. You're always a pleasure. And I listen, the fact that you educate our listeners is fantastic. We need more of that.
Good. And we're never going to close the door.
That's right.
Thank you. Thank you, Brad. Thank you, Gary. And we're going to continue this fight.
You got that right. You absolutely.
And listeners, please go to the website, notollsct.org.
And if you can make a donation, please do so. And if you have not signed the contract, with the petition, excuse me, yeah, it's in your best interest to do so. Thanks again for being with us.